As the coronavirus continues to spread, there's growing concern that Black Americans are being hit hardest. 90.5 WESA's Ariel Worthy reports that there may be special concerns in Pittsburgh, where a report last year showed there are already treatment gaps, for Black women especially.
Dr. Uche Blackstock says she's already seen signs that Black patients are less likely to be tested for COVID-19. Blackstock is a part-time clinical physician in New York and the founder of Advancing Health Equity, which helps healthcare providers address racial imbalances. She says the pandemic can make inequality more dangerous.
We are more likely to live in areas that have minority-serving hospitals. You know, the care that a Black patient with COVID receive versus a white patient at a different institution is also something that we need to take into consideration.
The concern may become especially pressing in Pittsburgh, where Black women already struggle to get treatment. According to a report released last year by the city's Gender Equity Commission, a Black infant is twice as likely to die in Pittsburgh as a white infant. And Black women here are more likely to die from complications in childbirth than Black women in 97% of cities similar to Pittsburgh. Mimi Sharman is a doula, a trained advocate who works with mothers before, during, and after birth. It's her job to make their pregnancy experiences easy. She doesn't always get a lot of help. Sharman recalls one of her clients, for example, complaining about discomfort just after giving birth. Doctors and nurses told her it was just part of the birthing experience. It wasn't.
She started hemorrhaging, and, you know, then everyone runs into the room and then wants to take care of her. But if you would have just listened to what she had to say from the beginning, then we wouldn't have had to get to that point.
Sharman says if a white mother complained, she likely wouldn't have had to ask twice. Evidence suggests that is sometimes true. A study done by the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy found that Black patients were 15% less likely to receive medicine than white patients. Muffy Mendoza says such numbers don't surprise her. She's the founder of Pittsburgh Brown Mamas, a local support group for Black mothers. She says that participants asked where to find Black doctors so often that the community compiled a list.
African-American women are constantly looking for a Black doctor because we know that African-American practitioners are going to be more in tune with our cultural journey, with our language, and also with creating experiences for us that feel good.
Studies have shown that Black patients do feel more comfortable with Black doctors. In 2018, the National Bureau of Economic Research found that Black men were more proactive about seeking treatment when they were treated by a Black doctor. Ayanna Bridges is a doula too, and she says white hospital staff often do not listen to Black mothers.
I've had a nurse ask me, do you really think her pain is at 10? She said it's at 10, it's at 10. It doesn't matter what it is to you. If she's telling you it's a 10, it's a 10.
Jada Sherrell is CEO of Healthy Start, a public health organization that works to reduce the county's racial disparities in maternal and child health. Sherrell worries that in the wake of the report, too much attention will be focused on criticizing the health habits of Black women.
As a Black woman, talking about this report is triggering. So we really have to be careful of blaming and shaming women.
She says the focus should be on hiring a more diverse healthcare workforce, investing in facilities that treat Black women, and funding services by doulas and midwives. Unfortunately, COVID-19 has made the job of being a doula harder. Under protocols to limit the disease, hospitals are allowing only one visitor during the labor and delivery process, and no visitors can attend prenatal appointments. Dr. Blackstock, the New York physician, says that won't help women who are already at risk of being ignored.
I can only imagine that these sort of experiences may probably occur more often where patients feel like they're not being listened to because they don't have someone there advocating for them.
I'm Ariel Worthy, 90.5 WESA News.